Hi, welcome to my blog, and thank you for taking the time to be with me. This is Laura, and I'm excited to be sharing this information with you. Today, I will be reading from the blog post entitled, Energy is Everything, and Everything is Energy. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Nikola Tesla. Energy medicine has long been seen as a woo type of practice, but not anymore. As the conventional medical system is failing to meet the needs of its patients, more and more people are turning to alternatives and holistic approaches to health. Energy medicine is one of them. It is a term that envelops many practices. Body talk is one of them, and so are Reiki, acupuncture, homeopathy, and aromatherapy. I want to talk to you about the idea behind energy medicine, as it is often misunderstood. What is energy? Energy is an invisible force at play. Like the wind, you can't see it, but you can see and feel its effects. Energy has been measured by science in many different ways: frequency, waves, degrees, weight, calories, volts, and the list goes on. My point is, energy is everything. Everything is made out of energy. It is the life force of absolutely everything that exists. Your car needs energy to run, and it transforms that energy into speed, which is also a form of energy. Your body needs energy to function, food, and it transforms that energy into more energy so you can create billions of cells every day, so you're able to walk, think, talk, etc. Plants need the sun's energy, the energy of the soil, and the energy of water to grow and give out energy like oxygen and nutrients. Energy is vibration. Every organism on this planet reads vibration. We use energy as our primary communication. You've heard about good vibes and bad vibes. You've been able to feel them in people or in places. Those positive and negative vibes or vibrations are energy. We can all read those vibes, which means we can all read energy. So read the vibes first. They are information. Energy is life. When you lose energy, you lose your life force. Life is energy. When your energy is enhanced, you're gaining more life force. Do you get the idea now? Energy is all around us and in us. How does energy work? Energy follows very simple laws. Energy is always moving and transforming. It is never stagnant. It either grows and increases or shrinks and decreases. Energy is never created nor destroyed. Even when it is used, it doesn't disappear. Rather, it changes from one form of energy to another. So energy is just what is. Energy is not linear. A linear flow of energy does not exist. Instead, everything is interconnected. So if you change one thing, you create a network that is going to alter the outcome in many different ways. Energy is not isolated. It is an interconnected web, the web of life. What's in it for me? Here's the good part. Once you know what energy is and how it works, you can learn to use it to your own advantage. Lessons from energy. What you focus on expands. This is the main principle of the law of attraction. I will write a future post about the laws of the universe. Basically, it means that whatever you choose to focus your energy on is what you will attract in your reality. Whatever thoughts, yes, thoughts are also energy, you choose to focus on are the thoughts you will create more of in your reality. If you focus on love and abundance, you will attract to you people and experiences that match the same energy frequency as love and abundance. If you focus on fear and lack, you will attract to you people and experiences that match the same energy frequency as fear and lack. What you put out must come back to you. In other words, you reap what you sow. This is the main principle of the law of cause and effect. I will write a future post about the laws of the universe. This means that whatever you send out into the universe will come back. Action equals reaction. the reaction is always equal and opposite. This also means that there is no chance. Luck doesn't exist. Neither does coincidence. Because every cause has its effect, and every effect its cause. It's like a boomerang. You get back what you put out. If you put out positivity to the universe will send you back the same energy frequency, positivity. These are universal laws, and these laws are never wrong. Three ways we lose our energy. As much as you can gain energy, you can lose it. Here's what we lose our energy to. Pain, physical and emotional. When we hurt, we lose our energy to the pain. Have you ever experienced extreme fatigue after an injury? Do you feel tired when something inside of you hurts? It's normal. You're losing your energy to that pain. Releasing the pain is a way of getting rid of your own energy vampire. Blame. When we blame others or ourselves, we give our energy and power away. Blame is disempowering. We lose energy to it. When we justify why we blame, we keep losing energy to blame. It keeps us holding on to the blame. It is our response to what happens in our life that can change this dynamic. Our response is our responsibility. Our response depends on our perspective. Gratitude can help us get out of blame. It changes our perspective on life. It positions us in a thankful, grateful state rather than in the blaming, guilty victim position. People. We lose a lot of energy to other people. Oftentimes, we're not even aware of it. This feeling emotionally drained after an interaction with someone sounds familiar to you? Relationship dynamics are complex. The Celestine Prophecy is a book by James Redfield. See an Instagram post I wrote about it. In his book, he discusses personality control dramas. There are four control drama personalities. The intimidator, the interrogator, the aloof, and the poor me. Intimidators threaten and bully. Interrogators question and judge. Aloof people play coy, and poor me types make us feel guilty and responsible for them. We all fall in one of the four categories at some point. But once we understand these control dramas, we can learn to disarm them so we can stop losing energy to them. Energy medicine. Energy medicine is the future of all medicine. Norm Shelley, MD. All energy medicine practices aim at restoring the natural flow of energy throughout the whole body. Energy medicine brings frequencies that are out of tune back to balance. It aims at bringing balance to the body so it can be in homeostasis. Homeostasis is a self-regulating process by which we maintain stability while adjusting to conditions that are optimal for survival, as defined by the dictionary. We are energy beings. As a complex being, there are many energies at play at all levels of our being: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Healing means improving our vitality. When we are in disharmony and disease, we have no vitality. And that's why people have no energy. Energy healing can restore this harmony by restoring the balance of energy throughout the whole body. Understanding energy as a principle helps to better comprehend what's going on with these practices and how they work and what you can get out of them. Things to remember. You are in control of the energy in your life. You create your reality. By mastering these laws and principles, you can master your own life. Knowledge is always key, and now you know. Have you experienced the benefits of energy medicine? Is energy healing part of your life? Share your story in the comments below. I'd love to learn about you.